This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump blasts Democrat Joe Biden for not speaking out against protests across the country. AP correspondent Mike Rossio with details.
And drilling down on his law and order agenda 9 weeks ahead of the election, President Donald Trump blasted Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and Democratic mayors from the White House briefing room late Monday.
The rioters and Joe Biden have a side. They're both on the side of the radical left.
The president went on to accuse Biden of aligning himself with the violence that has broken out in cities across America.
For months, Joe Biden has given moral aid and comfort to the vandals, repeating the monstrous lie that these were peaceful protests. They're not peaceful protests.
Trump said the protests are all taking place in Democratic-run cities. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Some residents in Kenosha, Wisconsin have indicated that they do fear a planned visit by President Trump days after unrest over a police shooting that may stir more emotions. Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit Tuesday, a week after authorities say a 17-year-old from northern Illinois shot and killed two protesters. Demonstrators are calling for an officer to face attempted murder charges and the shooting of Jacob Blake. The tension began August 23rd after a video showed a Kenosha police officer shooting Blake in the back. Blake is a 29-year-old black man. The city's mayor said Monday that he believes that Mr. Trump's visit comes at a bad time, but others welcome the trip. More than 849,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while in less than a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 200,000 to more than 25.4 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia, account for nearly